This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. On Sunday, 343 firefighters will climb the stairs of a downtown Denver high-rise. This is to honor the 343 firefighters who died in New York City 10 years ago. They'll march the equivalent of 110 stories, the height of the World Trade Center towers. Denver's 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb started 6 years ago with a handful of local firefighters, and the idea has caught on. This year, 16,000 firefighters and civilians will participate in similar climbs around the world. Chris Nelson volunteers with the fire department in the small town of Larkspur between Denver and Colorado Springs. He'll take part in his first stair climb Sunday, and like each participant, he'll carry a photograph of one of the fallen New York firefighters.
But I also want to do this in honor of my uncle, Jeffrey Coombs. He was on the first plane that crashed into the World Trade Center, American Airlines Flight 11. He had three kids. Matthew was 14, Megan was 12, and Julia, I believe, was 6 or 7 at the time. But he was a great family man, and I think that this is a good opportunity to just pay my respect and honor him.
Also on Sunday, Aurora firefighter Dan Pollitt will be making his third climb.
It's such a tangible event. It's a way that we can actually get in touch with that emotion and have a physical way of experiencing it and seeing what 343 firefighters look like together. What a massive amount of people. That's larger than my entire fire department. And in a blink of an eye, all those firemen were gone that day.
Now, the first memorial stair climb happened in Denver in 2005, and joining us for our series on how 9/11 has changed Coloradans is a firefighter from that very first group. Oren Bersagel-Breeze works for the town of Castle Rock. Tell me what it feels like when you're doing this. Are you quiet? Are you talking? Is it hard?
Yeah, all of the above. there's a lot of quiet time. You just hear that, like, tromping of steps and boots on steps, and the stairs are, they're metal stairs, and it's a concrete stairwell, so it's a really enclosed, loud,
echoey
place, and you can hear people several floors above and below you when you're climbing.
There's something both poetic and kind of ominous about that, isn't
there? Yeah, sure enough.
Yeah,
and you know, while you're climbing, there's no way that we could ever know what those guys felt, saw, experienced, but you think about kind of what it would be like and the effort that they must have gone through to have to do all that stuff, and then to think about once they reached the floors, then they had to go to work, you know, and just seeing all the other people coming down the stairs, we don't experience any of that. So it's just us in the stairwell.
Because on September 11th, 2001, there would have been people,
tens of thousands,
pouring
of
out of the building.
Exactly.
As the firefighters were walking up.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you get through the first, I don't know, 20, 30 floors, and you're doing okay, because we climb in full gear with hose packs and SCBA and all that kind of stuff, which can weigh in excess of 100 pounds.
SCBA, the breathing
apparatus. The breathing apparatus, correct.
Yeah.
And it's really hard and really hot and really uncomfortable. And so it goes from being quiet to, you know, the talking that starts is encouraging each other to get through the tough parts, and then, hey, don't forget about what those guys did and the effort that they put forth.
Who will you be climbing for, and does that change from year to year?
Yes, it changes from year to year. Each climber is given a picture and the name of one of the firefighters. We hand them out randomly.
Is it that day, or do you have some?
As they start their first trip up the stairs,
hand them
out a picture, and then they climb with them. I have climbed in memory of Chief Ray Downey, who was a special operations chief at the time. Special operations units do like collapse rescue and water rescue, trench rescue, all that type of stuff.
And after you're assigned this person and you've done the climb, are people kind of interested in looking the person up, seeing who this was?
Yeah, it's something that we started a couple of years ago. We reached out to the climbers and we say, hey, we really want you to find the families, to make some sort of connection, which is difficult. There's some families that don't want to be reached, and there's other ones that are a little bit more receptive, and that's all completely understandable. And so we give them a couple resources online to turn to and ask them to go, and if nothing else, leave a message somewhere that says, hey, my name is so-and-so, I climbed in memory of your loved one, And we don't forget. We remember the sacrifice that not only he made, but that you guys have made as well.
Well, have relationships developed?
Yeah, some relationships have developed. I was just talking to somebody last night, as a matter of fact, who's reached out to a family, and they've exchanged photos and stories and, you know, about their own personal lives and stuff. And it's actually one of the most rewarding aspects of this. I mean, certainly there's the gratification that we all receive individually when we complete a climb like this, but it pales in comparison to the gratification you receive when you let somebody else know, you know, we haven't forgotten.
So you have climbed in the past for, was it Chief Downey?
Chief Ray Downey.
Ray Downey. And have you been able to have any contact with
his? I've had some contact with his family, his wife and his son. It's been minimal contact, and that's completely fine. They know what we've done and that I've climbed in his memory, and that's good enough for me.
You carry photos of the firefighter for whom you're climbing. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with that photo? Do you look at it occasionally when you're climbing the stairs?
Yeah, when you're climbing the stairs, it comes in handy to look at when you need that little extra bit of motivation. I know most of the guys, if not all of them, keep the photos, and they'll carry them with them in their bunker gear just on the fire trucks when they go back to work or when they volunteer. I keep mine with me all the time. Even though you may never have met that person, you kind of establish a connection.
How did this idea first come about?
Well, there was five of us, even a slightly larger group than that, that were meeting every month up in Denver, a group of Denver firefighters and Castle Rock firefighters. And we were just meeting on the first Saturday of every month to climb stairs. And what we were doing that for was PT, physical training, and just some camaraderie. So then when September of 2005 rolled around, we said, hey, wait a minute, the 11th is pretty close to this first Saturday thing, so let's move it over to the 11th and climb 110 flights. And when we were climbing, we were sort of realizing what we were doing and what we were climbing for. Then we just realized when we finished it, we were like, man, we need to do something with this, and we need to take it bigger. And
you did, and it has grown. Am I right to say about 12,000 people across the country will be doing similar climbs?
That's correct. There's actually three climbs that happen here in Colorado, three separate climbs. And then right now we're at about 38 climbs happening across the country and internationally. We have one happening in London and one happening in New Zealand.
Where are the two others in Colorado?
The two others in Colorado, there's one at Red Rocks, which is open to the public. And I'll plug it that if anybody wants to sign up even at the last minute, they'll take your registration over there.
Lots of room there.
Lots of room there.
Yeah.
And then there's also one actually up in the Breckenridge area called the Colorado 14er Challenge. And that's got limited space because of the Park Service requirements around trail usage up there. But
these are all happening on the 11th?
All on the 11th.
Yeah. How did this spread so far?
A couple years ago, the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation came to us and said, essentially, we really like what you guys did here. Is there a way that we can do more with this and take it nationally? And one of the things that's come up since then, so there was a 343 firefighters that were killed on the 11th itself. And all the people, the thousands of responders and FDNY members that worked down there in the recovery efforts and the rescue efforts and for weeks and months at Ground Zero are now dealing with all these 9/11 related diseases.
Lung issues, breathing problems.
Cancers. All, respiratory issues, all that kind of stuff. There's already 600 people enrolled in, like, been diagnosed with one form of this sickness or another. There's more than 2,000 others that are in the monitoring program. There's going to be, when this is all said and done, a lot more people that are going to die because of what happened on September 11th than what actually occurred that day. And one of our focuses was to see if there was a way that we could continue to support those people because, as we all know, the event happens. We think about it, we remember it, but we kind of walk away from it after that. And that's one of the things that we don't want to do is walk away from it. And all these guys are making maybe not the exact same, but a similar sacrifice. And so all the money that we're able to raise is going to go towards the Fallen Firefighter Foundation and their efforts to support those families in the future.
Do people walk with the idea of, like, sponsorship or something, climb with the idea of sponsorship?
No. What we do is we just have a minimal registration fee. The fundraising is not the primary focus of the event. It's kind of a really, really great side effect.
Oren, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
Oren Bersagel-Breeze is a firefighter in Castle Rock. He's also an organizer of the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb in Denver. That climb will be held Sunday at the CenturyLink building downtown. Now, it's limited to 343 firefighters, but we mentioned that climb at Red Rocks, which is still open to the public. You'll find more information at cpr.org.